And welcome aboard here, folks, to Fox Sports On The Road. Michael Cohen here with you, and we got a very special guest joining us today to talk a little baseball. Of course, we are in the midst of the National League and American League Championship Series. You got the Yankees with a small, right now, 2-1 lead on the Cleveland Guardians. The Mets look like they're about to be eliminated by L.A. We'll see. But joining us is Julian Gagliardi. And Julian, how you doing, man? How's it been covering, you know, Mets, Yankees, all the things that you've been doing lately?
It's been an exciting year for sure. Like, who would have thought we'd have a chance in the Subway Series, even though that looks diminished now. I just know the city will be on fire. Like, we didn't even have social media back then. I don't know if we're going to get to see it, unfortunately. But I was saying the whole time that New York wasn't ready for the Subway Series. I guess they aren't. So unless the Mets win 3 straight, the Yankees handle their business. But it would have been really crazy to see, like, just how far both teams have gone, especially after last year. They both gave nothing to the city. Like, this year, they both made up for it. Obviously, there's still more work to do on both sides. But playing baseball into mid-October for both squads is probably about the best you could have asked for before the season started.
Absolutely, man. I mean, I remember in 2000, I was, like, in high school. I think I was, like, a freshman in high school in 2000 when that World Series happened. And I've told people that, you know, back then it was kind of expected that was happening. Like, people kind of felt it was going to happen during the year because both teams were both playing well. And the year before, they were both in the LCS. And you just kind of knew it was coming. And the whole Clemens Piazza thing, this, if it had come to pass, and like you said, doesn't look like it's going to happen. But if it had come to pass, nobody expected this to happen. I mean, you know, Mets had no expectations coming into the year. Yankees were like, okay, can they win a playoff series? You know, can Aaron Boone get over the hump? So, you know, it's just amazing what those two teams have done here this year.
Absolutely. I mean, Yankees, I think, probably had expectations to maybe make it, but it wasn't locked in stone. You know, they started the season great, the best team in the league, and they had that middle swoon that they sometimes say, and they got it back together towards the end of the year a little bit. So, like, once the field got clear to the Astros and the Orioles, like, I feel like the Yankees had to get to the World Series at least. Like, I think that was the minimum expectation with the AL Central being left, which the Yankees have handled the AL Central well in the playoffs in the recent years. So that always made everyone feel good.
Yeah.
I think, like, the Tigers would have been possibly tougher than the Guardians, too, because of Skubal and A.J. Hinch and all that. But, like, the Guardians are still formidable. Their starting pitching's a mess, and that boy was good yesterday. They're carried by their bullpen and a few good hitters. But, obviously, it's a series again, 2-1 instead of 3-0. So we'll see how the Yankees hold tonight. Hill could get going. And then if I toss over to the Mets, I mean, it's just been a roller coaster all year. Like, you just think about everything that's happened. Like, they have to go play a doubleheader in Atlanta just to make the playoffs. You figure they'll probably split because the Braves need to win a game two. And, like, it probably wasn't going to be a sweep on either side. But then when Dorhomer gets them through, then Milwaukee, they're down to the end. And then Pete Alonso comes up huge after he's been having a little bit of a up and down year. He gets himself going. And then against the Phillies, the Mets are an underdog. They win in 4 games and they take Zach Wheeler. In that game when Wheeler shoved for 7 scoreless, then they wake up after he gets pulled. And you see this all year. And then game one, they get smacked. And then game two, they return the favor to the Dodgers. But now the last two, they've come out flat. Like, haven't really seen 2 bad games in a row from them in a while like this. So, like, that is a little concerning. It might be bad timing. But they still have an opportunity tonight to go back to L.A. So we'll see if they can get it done and at least give themselves some more hope.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm the Mets, you know, or at least the Mets fan, I'm thinking, like, they're probably not going to win this series. Even if they were, you know, if you're hoping for a, you know, Red Sox-like miracle, 0-4-like miracle, you know, it's probably not going to happen. You know, I don't know if Brandon Nimmo, who has a foot injury, you know, is going to have a bloody sock or something. I don't know if that's the next thing. But my thought is, you've seen so many teams come into Shea or Citi Field, you know, over the years come in and clinch and knock the Mets out of the playoffs. Just get it out of the Citi Field. Just let them celebrate in L.A. You know, that's really that. If you're a Met fan, that's what you have to be thinking about right now. I mean, 30 walks. You can't walk 30 batters. I mean, that's what the Mets have done, and they've left like 28 men on base. You do that, you're going to lose, and against a good team like that, that's what would happen.
Yeah, like, they've had their opportunities. I really think Game 3 against Walker Buehler was the one to capitalize. I thought the Mets had a pitching advantage because Walker showed up when he had to. It wasn't a great outing, but he was great when he needed to be, and his breaking ball looked way better than we saw in previous rounds. And, like, it's a good point about the Mets clinching at home. It was good to see them finally do that against the Phillies. That was the first time in a while that they had finally clinched something at home. I think, like, over 10 years or around, maybe a little less. But, like, I see what you're saying. Someone with the Dodgers win three straight. At least let them do it over there if they're going to do it. And even if the Mets do win tonight, Steph, we still want odds. But as long as you keep the door open, there's always a chance. I think there's been 14 3-1 comebacks, so it's not likely, but it is out there to be done. The Dodgers pitching is very questionable. If the Mets go back to LA for sure, because you figure they'd have to bullpen it, and then you get Walker again, maybe it's definitely beatable as we saw. And then the Mets, I'm assuming, will probably go Manaea, Seve if they get that far, which might not be bad. So, I mean, just keep it alive and see what happens. You're not dead until the last out's recorded.
It's kind of like the 2015 World Series when the Mets were like, have Matt Harvey going strong game five, and then they blow it. If they had won it, they would have had DeGrom and Syndergaard in game six and seven. You never know. But I mean, it's gonna be a bullpen day. I mean, I think it's kind of funny for what you mentioned about the Dodger pitching, because Dave Roberts, and I mentioned on the broadcast, saying that he's really gambling, with these, relying on his bullpen so much. If they blow a game, they haven't done that yet. I mean, he's been playing with fire all postseason, because they're starting pitching issues. To me, if you're the Dodgers, you got to win this. You want to avoid a game seven as much as possible, because if you get into a game seven, even if you win it, now you're really stretched thin going into a series against the Yankees, who are right now starting to get hot.
It's no, like it's definitely the Dodgers want to end it to get their pitching situated as best as they can with only three starting pitchers remaining for them. Just crazy. They spent $1 billion and they can't even put up a starting rotation still because all the pitching injuries. They even do the trade for Jack Flaherty, and they still don't have enough people. I mean, if they didn't trade for him, they'd really be stranded with two starting pitchers. Like Lance Lynn's not that great. The Mets beat him up. He's like just starting his career, kind of like more of an opener than starter, probably. In the playoffs, and the Mets got to him, and they did get to the Dodgers bullpen in game two. But other than that, the Dodgers bullpen's been basically clean like, the whole series, which is definitely problematic, as well as they played against the Padres, too. You wonder if like, eventually it's going to give up, but like the only time it has so far is game two.
Absolutely.
The thing is, the Dodgers hitting has so much depth, like their bench is all experience. Like Chris Taylor's been there before. Kike Hernandez at the bottom of the lineup's been there before, and he actually plays well, way better than he does in the regular season in October. It seems like he's one of those guys, I guess. But and Flaherty's been really good too. So that's gonna be interesting. He had one bad starting in San Diego, who's really good against the Mets in game one. So we'll see what he has today. Maybe it's somewhere in the middle. Flaherty's tough though, definitely a good pitcher.
Very good pitcher. I was very surprised by how good he was against the Mets in game one. I mean, he just shut him out. He had a no-hitter going through like four or five innings. I mean, he was really good. Dodgers just have too much experience. I mean, Ohtani and Max Muncy, another one of those grinders that's in the middle of that lineup. I mean, he could be the NLCS MVP if they don't give it to Ohtani. Betts, of course, we all know what Mookie's done with the Red Sox and the Dodgers. It's too much. It's just too much to handle right now, I think, for a beat-up Met team. Again, we're talking with Julian Gallarte of Dugout Station. Of course, he does such a great job covering all baseball, minor league, major league. Let's talk about the Yankees here a little bit. Obviously, just kind of I saw an interesting stat saying that the last back in 2009, the Yankees lost Game 3 of the ALCS in extra innings, by the way, and ended up winning that series. You all know they went on to win the World Series. I don't think it's time to hit the panic button just yet. Let's just say, even if they come out of this 2-2, right? Let's just say they're going to a situation where they're going to have a Game 6. I don't think there's a reason to panic, because I think that the way things are happening for the Yankees, with Soto hitting starting to get hot, Stanton has been scorching hot all postseason, and looks like Judge is starting to get rolling. You have to feel confident that this team can figure out, even if it has to go back to Yankee Stadium against Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you don't want them to go back, obviously. Like I went to game two and I was like, they were not coming back to New York, hopefully. I was like, I felt like it was gonna be a 4 or 5 game series after game two. I think five is definitely still possible. I mean, it's the only way to end it without going back to New York now. But I figured they'd probably at least get a game out there, though, like realistically speaking. It's just the way they won was really frustrating because, like, they had the Yankees down the whole game. Then you get Judge and Stanton against the best closer in the league. And you're like, Yankees are set. They hit Class A, it's done. But not so fast, unfortunately. They couldn't tack on more in that ninth. Like, Torres was the only one who was able to drive in a run, and he's had a good October as well. But they need to tack on more, and they couldn't do it. And then Luke Weaver is getting exposed, it seems like. The Guardians have something on Luke Weaver because that's back-to-back Adams with bombs. Should they not have used him up before? Maybe you could debate that decision now, looking at how yesterday played out. At the time, I thought it was fine, but maybe they are getting too many looks at him now, and like the book is out on him, like you gotta beat him because he was so hot for a while. And then yesterday, just that home run from Big Chris Smith was ridiculous to tie the game. And then Clay Holmes, I felt like I wasn't feeling good because like he hadn't given up a run yet, and I felt like he was kind of doing it for a bad outing. And it all just came together at the wrong time. And he also hasn't been pitching in the high leverage spots with the game tied. He's been going in like the sixth or the seventh or sometimes the eighth. Now he's back into that de facto closer role, even though it wasn't a save. He needs to keep the game right where it was. And obviously he couldn't do it. David Fries had a good playoff as well. He had a huge home run against the Tigers too. And that's another guy that's a little bit tough off their bench. So they have belief now. They won a game, even though the Yankees got to Class A. They didn't do a good enough job getting after Matt Boyd. There was a few jams they should have got more from. And Matt Boyd's definitely very hit or miss. So the Guardians have turned him around somehow. So I got to give credit to that. And then today, Luis Hill hasn't pitched in a while. Gavin Williams hasn't pitched in a while for the Guardians. So it's going to be a little interesting to see what both guys have. So could they be wild? Will they not be as sharp? Like, will they be throwing too hard? Like, these are things we're going to have to watch early. And then I think Marcus Stroman's in position to piggyback Hill. He hasn't pitched in a while either. And there's probably going to be a short leash on Hill today. So I think Stroman gets the ball if he only goes like 2 to 4 innings, let's say.
Let's play this forward. Yankees find a way to win this series, whether it be five or six games. How do you feel about this Yankee rotation? Because Gerrit Cole's pitched okay. I mean, he hasn't been, stellar. It's been that kind of year for him this year. We already talked about Heel and Stroman kind of picking back off each other as bullpen mates in a way. And then, of course, you have Schmidt starting at game three potentially, and then obviously Carlos Rodon, who's been hit or miss. So how do you feel about this Yankee rotation going into a potential World Series with LA?
I think it's in a good spot still. I'm just like, I'm definitely a little bit worried about the stability of it because Gerrit Cole needs to be better. Let's just call that out right now. Like, two starts were not too good. His strikeout pitch isn't there, which is really concerning to me. Like, even in the Royals outing, he only had 4 Ks in like 7 innings. So, like, he needs to get that strikeout pitch working. His command was awful against the Guardians, too. He walked like four batters, which is not Cole-like at all. So he needs to be a lot better going forward. If he pitches again in this series or if that is the World Series, it's like the Yankees aren't going to get anywhere if he's pitching like that. Carlos Rodon's a complete wild card. You never know what you're getting. But he was really good, and then he was really bad for an inning. So I feel like he might be in a good spot now. Can he just string together like two or maybe three more good ones? Like, that would be fantastic. But there could be a bad one mixed in. You never know. He might get too hyped during a World Series like he did in the CS, like, but he did a lot better controlling himself in the CS.
Yeah, I mean
So hopefully he keep that going.
the good thing is he hasn't walked anybody in the playoffs. I mean, he has no walks to 16 strikeouts. I mean, he can't ask for more than that. I mean, you just gotta hope that continues, obviously.
That's true. I mean, if you look at it, he really just had one bad inning. There was three really good innings, and then he had a wall, like Perez homer, who like had really good success against him prior. And then he kind of just unraveled with some small stuff, and then like he just wasn't sharp and he couldn't get through the inning. But that is a good point. 16 to nothing is a great ratio. Anyone would sign up for that. With Clark Schmidt, he's been good. He hasn't been bad. He hasn't been great. Like he's been in the middle so far. Yankees bullpen has to reshuffle and regroup a little bit. I'm curious how they'll approach it with Stroman.
I mean, I guess last thing to talk about the Yankees is just kind of, Aaron Judge just figuring it out. I mean, that home run was incredible. I mean, it just kept carrying and it barely got over the wall, but that just set the entire dugout on fire. I mean, it looks like he's ready to start rolling right now. I mean, if he starts rolling, man, watch out, not just Cleveland, but also LA. I mean, here comes the Judge, literally.
I mean, that home run yesterday was ridiculous. I didn't think it was going to be high enough because it was hit so hard and then it just kept going. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, I guess we'll get out here. Like, it was a wall scraper, not because it wasn't hit hard, but because it was a line drive that was hit pretty well. But that was a great swing along the way. Just goes the right field. He always does. And Giancarlo Stanton is going so well. He's hitting bombs to center field. Like, once he starts using the whole field, like, it's over for the opponents. Like, once he starts doing center and right, I think it's a bad sign for the other teams.
Hey, we'll see. I mean, the Yankees right now, if they can keep hitting like this, obviously you mentioned earlier you love to see like Austin Wells and Anthony Volpe and even Rizzo kind of join the fun a little bit here, and try to get this thing moving. But it's all gonna be about pitching at the end of the day, as far as the series is concerned. I like where the Yankees are as far as their matchup with Cleveland, and I think it's going to set up for an amazing World Series if we get LA Yankees. But it's hard to believe 12th time that these two teams will have played in the World Series.
I know it's been a really long time too. So that would really bring back a lot of memories for some people that watched back then, obviously before our time,
Yeah.
because it's been since the 80s. But it is a story rivalry. It's something that people have wanted for several years when these teams have both been at the top. But for whatever reason, it's never happened. Like Dodgers make it in 17, Yankees were right there. I thought that could have been the year for it. 2020, Dodgers make it. Yankees don't even come close in that weird season. And ever since then, there hasn't really been a close call for it because the Dodgers haven't returned and the Yankees have just been getting stones in the ALCS. So this might be the time to see it happen. And if it does happen, it's going to be could be one of the best World Series that we've seen in quite some time.
Could be. It'll make up for last year's World Series, Texas and Arizona.
Good.
All right, man. Thank you a lot. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you a little later.
Thank you. Have a good one, bro.
All right.